All right, we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 26 this evening, as last Thursday. And we got down to verse number 26:39. Those who want to write to us or call us, questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. 856-261-9018. Give us a call, give us a comment or question, we're glad to hear from you. Let's read verses 40, 41, and 42. Matthew 26, beginning at verse 40 together. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may pass away from me, except as it is, thy will be done. All right, verse number 40, we begin. What is the scene there? What is the situation? Who is present?
Spirit James and
Shem. The Lord is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
All right, and he went there prior to Calvary, as we know. And then it says, he cometh unto the disciples. Now, where does it say that the three are there? In verse 37?
Yeah, he took them away, right. And then he must have gone back to
all. All right, 37, Peter, and the sons of Zebedee, the Boanerges, sons of thunder, who are they?
James and John.
They were brothers. And so when it says in verse 40, he cometh unto the disciples. How many are there again?
Three.
Just three.
What about before when it said disciples? I meant all of them.
Well, I know, but here it says very clearly, verse 37.
You read a little further in verse 39.
Yes, verse 39. And the three that he took up especially.
I always thought it was the three, but then today I wondered about it.
Yeah. Well, can you call three disciples plural?
Yes,
you can. That's three, okay. So, said the disciples, what happened to them in verse 40? What was true of them in verse 40?
They were sleeping.
Is there anything wrong with sleeping?
They were said they were told to watch and pray.
Okay.
So you can't watch and pray when you're asleep.
Exactly. But this was not the time or the place to sleep, was it?
It's a good way to fall asleep when you're praying.
Yes, Bill.
Jesus had just talked to them at the dinner that he would be leaving soon.
Yes.
This was a very special time.
Yes.
And for them to sleep. That is really quite foolish, and they didn't understand what he was saying.
Uh-huh. Time was at hand.
Yeah.
When we say goodbye to friends, we know that they're going to leave us to go somewhere, their home, or a different state or country, or whatever.
Savor each moment.
It's very important that we talk to each other and we fellowship with each other. Now, they knew that the time of his departure was at hand. I believe he said something to that effect. The time was at hand, and so. But they were sleeping, and who did he say the next words to?
To Peter.
What had Peter said before in the earlier verses there?
That he would not.
Like in verse 35. What was it then? What did he say?
He said he would die with him.
That's right. He would not deny him, though all the others would deny him, and so said they all. But was Peter telling the truth, as it turned out?
No, he didn't know his own self.
He didn't know his own self, and he did deny the Lord. And he did die, according to tradition, face down, head down on a cross. Whoever says another shall gird thee, and shall take thee whither thou dost not want to go. Remember in John chapter 21, right around the seashore there. And so he said to Peter, the apparently the spokesman, what was the question they asked Peter? Verse 46.
What, could you not watch with me 1 hour?
He just wondered, just an hour. Now sometimes you're drowsy, am I right? Sometimes it's more conducive to drowsiness than others. For some, it's just before bedtime. For others, it's a certain time of the afternoon or morning, wherever it is. Drowsiness comes on. If we're not active...
Well, so I think there was some spiritual intensity, some sort of fight that they were going through, that they were just automatically, especially drowsy at that time, because the Lord really, he asked them to watch and pray, and so, you know, I mean, Satan thought, well, if I get him alone, and all these three and all these other, uh-huh. you know, eight are just falling apart, uh-huh. and it'll be much easier.
Much easier.
But, I mean, he's Lord, and, you know, he's God, so he's...
Yes. Yeah. So, just 1 hour, thought it was, on verse 41, what does he say then, Mr. Early? What two things the Lord Jesus said to Peter, James, and John?
Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation.
What does watch mean? What would that mean to be watchful?
Look all over.
Look all over. All right.
Be alert.
See what's happening in the day, in the week, the months to come, years. Be very watchful and pray. Yvonne?
So if you're watching, you wouldn't shut your eyes if you're praying.
Right. Try it. You're looking out. Who's going to come to the garden soon?
Soldiers
and who else?
Judas.
Judas. That's right. The betrayal. So watch. Maybe you got to watch and see where they come. Pray. And then in verse 40, what would he say about the spirit and the flesh?
Spirit's willing.
Spirit willing. What does that mean? The spirit is willing.
We have a heart to obey, but...
I want to be obeyed. How many parts are in our cells?
Spirit, soul,
and body. Three parts of us. And spirit, maybe, well, I'd like to do this, but what does it mean the flesh is weak?
That's what it says.
Who has flesh living in this world? What is it?
All humans.
All human beings have flesh. What does the Christian have in addition to the flesh?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit of God indwelling. And the spirit, is, the flesh is weak. What did Paul say about his flesh in Romans chapter 8?
Mm-hmm. That's Romans 7.
I know that in me...
That's Romans 7.
That's Romans 7?
Yeah.
Okay, Romans 7. Romans 7, all right. But he was cognizant of the weakness of the flesh. So here the Lord Jesus says the flesh is weak. What if you trust your flesh instead of your spirit? What will happen to you?
You're going to fall.
A fall, that's right, absolutely. And do some Christians trust their flesh?
Yes.
Yes, they do. It's a sad thing. But from time to time, any of us would be guilty of following the flesh instead of the Spirit of God. So it's a very serious. The Lord warns about the death of the flesh is weak. Does he say, in me that is in my flesh, well, no good things? Is that in chapter 7?
No,
I
think it's
in
chapter
7. Is it 8? Yeah.
Do you want me to
look
it up?
Yeah, just for fun. It seems like it's
818,
but maybe it's 718.
It's not 8.
Maybe it's 718.
It's 7.
One of our verses that we memorized.
It's 718?
It's 718. Okay, I got the right verse.
I know that in me, that is in my flesh, draws no good thing.
All right. And what does he say? What does Paul say in Galatians chapter 5 about the flesh? What is it?
The flesh lusts against the spirit.
That's right. And what else does he say about it?
The contrary, one to another.
All right. And are there any extensive fruits of the flesh?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many roughly are there?
16.
I think there's 17. Who we count, but the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, and list them all up. But the fruit of the spirit is
nine.
Does she have one?
Well, some people that are really doing something in the flesh, but if you told them, they would deny it.
Oh, yes.
They would say they're walking in the spirit because they don't like to be told they're in the flesh.
Those that are lost are in the flesh. That's all they have is flesh.
I'm talking about Christians.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, can fleshly people, just our lost people, can they do some things that people consider to be very good,
yes.
very nice?
Yes.
Yes, so questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Give us a call or comment or question. Glad to hear from you. And so the flesh is weak. And he knew that about people. Oh, Grant, got something?
What's the matter?
Okay.
What's the matter?
Go ahead, Dan.
Pastor, sending warm greetings to you and to all our BFT church family there in Collinswood, and to those watching via internet. thank you so much for tonight's Bible study. Let's in all the church's prayer requests before the throne of grace. God bless. Carl and Vicki Albert.
It's weird to come to Gabbard in the state of Maine. We have in the state of Maine. Thank you very much for your greetings. Appreciate that. Big faithful helpers. So the question was then in verse 42, he went away again. What does that mean, he went away?
Went back to pray.
All right, what else?
Well, he had
stepped away by now.
He probably...
He said he went a little further. That was all right. On the first time.
Okay. So apparently he just moved a little bit. Did they go with him?
No.
Why didn't they go with him?
Because he's wanted them to sit there. Hello. Sit here while I go and pray yonder.
All right. They were sleeping in the first place, weren't they? He went away the second time, and verse 42, and prayed similar to the first prayer, was it not?
Yes.
It says, "Cup, O my Father," addressing the Father. Who's related to the Heavenly Father in this world? Who's related to the Heavenly
Christians.
Father? Unless they are born again Christians, that's right. Lord Jesus was the Son of the Father. God the Father, God the Son, they prayed to the Father. And the Gnostic texts say that everybody is saved and there's a universal fatherhood. And so whenever they have our Father or they've got close relationship, they take away the personal pronoun our or my and change it to thee, the Father. They're everybody's Father. He is the Father. Very serious error. But, oh Father, if this be possible, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, what's going to happen? I will be done. Remember, I mentioned last Thursday something about some interpreting the cup. Remember, Dr. Dehan, what did he refer to the cup as? Remember what we talked about last Thursday? Maybe
dying in the garden.
Maybe dying in the garden instead of at Calvary at the cross, which would be fulfillment of prophecy. Others think that it's just this cup of Calvary. So either way, but thy will be done. And now, the will of the Father, is it the same as the will of the Son? According to this verse here?
Yes.
He wanted it, except that thy will be done. So he made it the same. But it was, why did he say, my will be done, do you think?
Because he always
obeys the authority.
The authority of the Father. Now, does that mean the Son was not equal to the Father, his attributes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. But they had they had an order of things. And so in the order of things.
Hegemony, yes.
It's just the order thing. That's a big word, but it means just the order. And so this is the Father, thy will, he done. He was willing. Was he willing to leave heaven, Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Yes, he was. Who sent him?
God
the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave. So the Father sent the Son into the world. We say that in many places. And so the Son was willing and to do the Father's will. And should Christians be willing to do the will of God?
Yes.
Are all of the Christians doing the will of God?
No.
Do all the Christians know what the will of God is?
No.
Well, where do you find the will of God?
In the Bible.
In the Scripture, the Bible. The wrong Bible or the right Bible?
The right Bible.
The right Bible. If it's the King James Bible, in the English language, you find two words that God has properly translated into our English language. But other versions, how many changes in the New Testament Greek text of the two other versions based upon? How many changes?
8,000.
How many of those are doctrinal? 356 are doctrinal. Very serious. Thy will be done. Let's read verse 43, 44, 45 together. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
Come
to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. All right, 43, 44, 45. All right. So in verse 33, how many times did he pray to the Father?
Three.
So the third, okay, came again, found them.
Well, he hasn't prayed.
Hasn't prayed yet, all right, but when he came, Pray thy will be done. What did he find the disciples doing then?
They were sleeping.
Oh, and why were they sleeping? What does it mean their eyes were heavy? What's that mean?
They were very tired.
Very tired. Mm-hmm. Why is this one asleep and their eyelids to close? And,
it was night, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was night. And so what does it mean he left them? And went away. What's that mean?
He probably went to the place he was, just a little farther away.
Maybe farther away. He left them asleep.
Maybe so that they wouldn't hear him. Or,
yeah. Possibly. Am I? Yes, I mean.
No, same thing.
Yeah. Went away again. What does it mean again?
Because this is the third time then.
Yes, again. He went away and prayed the third time. What was his prayer the third time?
Apparently the same
words. If it be possible, remove the cup.
Well, we can pray.
Not my will, but thine be done. Have I?
So it's okay if we pray the same thing to the Lord, if he prays.
Well, sometimes that's what we do. We ask the Lord to help us.
From our heart.
Yes, from our heart. It says in the Gospels, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, so there can be a vain repetition. But asking the Lord several times, is that vain?
It's persistent.
It's persistent. What did he say? Ask.
And you shall receive.
Okay. Started with the seek.
I was just thinking of that important woman who
yes.
The judge that night. And
that's right. You didn't want to do anything, but because of importunity, knocking all the time, and he opened the door and he woke up and gave her a request. And that's, by the way, a knock is in the present continuous action. Keep knocking, keep asking. And all these things are in the present tense, so continuous action. Run away and pray, O my Father. This is verse number 42. We're back to 44. Right? For he left them and went away, prayed the third time the same word. Then in verse 45, what do you do now?
Sleep on, take your rest.
His disciples, Peter, James, and John, said, sleep on now, take your rest. Why do you think he told them to sleep on?
He's probably disgusted with them.
I think
the point is that there wasn't anything that they were going to be able to do at this point.
If they had been awake, if they had followed his orders, and
they could have prayed.
They could have prayed. They could have watched with him, and could have.
He couldn't be alone, so alone.
Right.
But a lot of things you have to bear alone.
That's right.
Keep thinking someone healthy, but nobody does.
Take your rest. Now, all of us need rest. But there's times where we should be awake, if possible. A lot of people rest in church and have nice, comfortable seats, they can rest. Behold, what does it mean, his hour? The hour is at hand. What does that hand mean?
It's close.
Imminent, close, right? That could be at any time. What's going to happen at this hour when it does happen?
He was going to be betrayed.
Betrayed? And what does betrayed mean? What does it mean? What it says betrayal.
How do you explain betrayal?
It's when someone who seems to be your friend
turns out
to be your enemy.
Your enemy?
Turns you in.
The governor of our state of New Jersey, Chris Christie, was somewhat betrayed, was he not, in this big scandal? I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I heard
Bridgegate.
It's called
Bridgegate.
It's called Bridgegate. I heard a little bit of his testimony. It seemed like very sincere. He said, I'm sad. I'm sorry that I was betrayed by these people. Who he asked, did you know of anything? No. Did you hear any emails? No. Ask this woman, see? And they misled, and so he believed them and got in trouble. Anyway, betrayed by people. What did he do with those who betrayed him? What did our governor do?
He fired one at least,
and maybe another's going to come. They're going to heads in their roll.
I thought there were two of them.
I thought there were two, yeah. I thought there were at least two. One woman and maybe a man. But that man, one of the men that was involved.
He was dismissed. That one that was saying nothing.
Yeah. He appeared before the Senator House, State Senator House today. We saw some of it, the testimony. I asked the question, where is your former employer? Fifth Amendment. What does this mean? Yeah, you wouldn't say anything. So, but betrayal is for those that you expect to be with you, and they're against you. They turn on you. That's what betrayal is. Yeah, Anne?
Well, you can only be betrayed by someone that you trust.
That's right.
Right. I mean,
someone that's your friend.
That's your friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Lord probably, he knew from the beginning. But
yeah.
So you just mentioned it. No, I know you know.
that's right. You knew from the beginning. In the Old Testament, there's a prediction of he that when they raise up his seal against me, something I remember speaking of Jews in the Old Testament. Yes, huh?
When you're betrayed, the trust you had in that person goes completely fractured, so it takes a long time for the trust to come back, if it ever comes back.
A long time. Now, the hour said, what's going to happen? We'll stop at this verse 45. What's going to happen at hand, the hour is at hand? What's going to happen when that hour comes?
Jesus is going to lead the soldiers into take custody of Jesus.
All right, betrayed where? Into
the hands of sinners.
The hands of sinners. That would be the hands of sinners. And of course, those would be the
ones
that would be crucified, the Lamb of God, to take away the sin of the world. All right, we're going to stop right here. But do you have any other comments or questions before we close?
Which everyone that came there were centurions, there were Romans, weren't there?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so then there would have been both Romans and then would any of the religious leaders there? Initially at the garden.
I'm not sure. They may have watched
the priest. I think he was there. And there was whole
at the cross.
What's the?
An legion or a centurion or
a centurion?
But there were Roman soldiers and religious leaders. So.
That's right. They may have been there. I don't know if it ever says that the Pharisees are so. I'm sure that there'd be some Jews that would be, not just simply Romans. Any other comments or questions for them? Okay, let's close then with the word of prayer. Father, we do thank and praise thee for thy Lord Jesus, his willingness to pray unto thee. And we're sorry that the disciples, Peter, James, and John, let them down by sleeping. Lord, to help us not to be asleep when we ought to be awake. And the Lord's will, wherever that may be. Thank you that our Savior was willing to go to the cross and saying that thy will could be done and should be done in his life. We thank you that he did willingly be crucified on the cross and gave up his life a ransom for those of us, for the whole world, that those who are genuinely saved and trust him might have everlasting life. Guide us and direct us, bring us back on the Lord's day. May it be a blessing to us. Thank you for our Savior and for thy words. Guide us and direct us. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.